Dictation for Terry, Terry, Lips, Lipps, December 2348. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarbe Pally, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbe Pally, consultation for Mr. Lipps with advanced renal failure. Patient can provide limited history because of prior stroke with expressive aphasia. I review all records available, including from Grand Rapids. At the end, I discuss with a friend who brought him to the office, as wife did not come with him or any other family members. Looks like he did have a stroke within the last 6 months. Urinary retention from enlargement of the prostate with multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, question pyelonephritis. He's been long-standing smoking and alcohol. There has been some weight loss, 3 small meals a day. He has dentures at home, upper and lower, no apparent vomiting, dysphagia or reflux or abdominal discomfort, no apparent diarrhea or bleeding, Foley catheter in place, apparently being changed every 6 weeks. Has followed through urology at Grand Rapids. I was able to review ultrasound CAT scan. Present Foley catheter in place, urine appears clear. No gross abdominal discomfort or edema. Mobility limited but no claudication. He does not use any walker or cane. He denies falling episode. The stroke affected his ability to speak, expressive aphasia, but there was no focal deficit. He denies having chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. No apparent purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no localized pain. Next paragraph. Past medical history for hypertension, stroke with expressive aphasia, non-focal, history of gout, enlargement of the prostate, urinary retention, UTI, pyelonephritis, indwelling Foley catheter, progressive renal failure, atherosclerosis. No documented coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities. No documented event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism or seizures. Apparently no chronic liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion or anemia. He denies surgeries. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, started smoking age 16, less than a pack per day until now. Mostly beer until about 6-9 months ago. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications includes Norvas, allopurinol, Lipitor, Proscar, Flomax, Eliquis. I'm not sure about the Eliquis. I cannot find documented arrhythmia. Next paragraph, review system limited by expressive aphasia, although he has good understanding. Next paragraph, present weight, 132 pounds, 70 each installed, blood pressure 140 over 50, both on the right and left, large calf sitting position, some degree of muscle wasting, no gross respiratory distress, bilateral cataract, symmetrical pupils, normal eye movements. Today was not wearing any dentures, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise is more on the right comparing to the left, no gross localized RALS, distant breast sounds, no consolidation pleural effusion, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, liver spleen not palpable ascites, does have diffuse abdominal bruit, including femoral arteries, worse on the left, popliteal pulses, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, decrease, but no gangrene, no edema, no gross focal deficit, except for expressive aphasia. Next paragraph. I obtained a recent kidney ultrasound. This is October 29, right-sided 11.2, left-sided 8.1. Both kidneys shows multifocal cortical scarring. There was no hydronephrosis. The bladder wall appears diffusely thickened. Folic catheter in place. There is also a CT scan urogram with and without contrast. This is from May 2024. Again, no obstruction. Kidneys reported as small, with bilateral cortical scarring and atrophy. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is November, anemia 11.6, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine at 2.5, representing a GFR26 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, low HDL, other lipid profile normal, prior documented elevated alkaline phosphatase, other liver function test normal, urine analysis that has shown 300 of protein, red blood cells, white blood cells, bacteria, this is from indwelling folic catheter. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 4, underlying urinary retention from enlargement of the prostate, indwelling folic catheter with multiple episodes of urinary tract infection and prior pyelonephritis. There is also a strong component of atherosclerosis from smoking, hypertension, with evidence of extensive arterial disease, carotid, abdominal aorta, femoral arteries, peripheral pulses, and CAT scan showing atherosclerosis too. Documented small kidneys. I discussed with the patient and a friend that we are going to monitor chemistry on a monthly basis. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Presently, there has been no need for EPO treatment or change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement or phosphorus binders. We will update at least once PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, strongly encouraging him to discontinue smoking. There is no evidence of pulmonary edema or respiratory failure or hypoxemia. He has a prior alcohol overuse. However, on the CAT scan shows no evidence of liver disease or cirrhosis or ascites with normal spleen. The urine is in relation to indwelling folic catheter. My suspicions for glomerulonephritis vasculitis is low. We will monitor chemistries and follow over time. End of dictation.